Genesis chapter 46. Now, in the last chapter, we found that Joseph finally makes himself known to his brothers, and he assures them that he loves them and he forgives them. Even though they didn't actually say sorry to him, he still forgave them. And that's a great example that we should forgive people even when they don't say sorry. And so he says, then go and get my father Jacob. And he sends lots of wagons and nice things to take Jacob and all that they've got, their wives and their children, back to Egypt to live with him. Israel, that's Jacob, travelled with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. God spoke to Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob, he said, here I am. Now that's just like Samuel, little Samuel, when God appeared to him. He said, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. And that is how we should be. When God calls us to do something, and that call might not come in so many words, but by meeting a situation, that's how always we should be. Here I am. So he said, I am God, the God of your father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for there I will make of you a great nation. I will go down with you into Egypt. I will also surely bring you up again. Joseph will close your eyes. That is, he'll be with you when you die. Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob, their father, their little ones and their wives, in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. They took their animals and their goods and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and he brought all his seed with him into Egypt. And then there's a long list of the names of all these different sons and descendants of Jacob. All the people who came with Jacob into Egypt, who were his direct descendants, besides Jacob's sons' wives, were 66 people. The sons of Joseph, who were born to him in Egypt, were 2 people. So all the people of the house of Jacob who came into Egypt were 70. He sent Judah before him to Joseph to show the way before him to Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. So poor Jacob, he spent his life travelling around, and probably he thought, ah, now I'm an old man, I can stay here in my tents and be calm and be with all children and that. And then towards the end of his life, he's asked to make a big change. He has to go down to Egypt and live there. And so Jacob, like all of us who are the children of Abraham, we're travellers. And here, as Paul says, we have no continuing city. We are on the way. And the place we're going to is the kingdom of God. And in this life, we don't have that stability. Even if you live in the house you were born in for all your life and you die in that house as an old man or woman, in a spiritual sense, you're still being moved on all the time by God. Joseph prepared his chariot and went up to meet Israel, his father, in Goshen. He presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good time. Israel said to Joseph, now let me die, since I have seen your face, that you're still alive. Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's house, I will go up and speak with Pharaoh and will tell him, my brothers and my father's house who were in the land of Canaan have come to me. These men are shepherds, for they've been keepers of livestock. And they've brought their flocks and herds and all that they have. And it will happen when Pharaoh summons you and will say, what is your job? That you will say, your servants have been keepers of livestock. That's a general term for animals. From our youth even until now, both we and our fathers, so that you may live in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians. Now, actually, when the brothers come, in the next chapter we're going to read, and Pharaoh says, what's your job? They say to Pharaoh, your servants are shepherds. They don't say what Joseph tells them to say, but it all works out all right in the end. So, you see, somehow God works, even when we set our plans and decide what we're going to do that's going to be clever and smart, and then we get it wrong. God still works through it to show us his grace, that it's not by our strength and our cleverness and our using the right words. It's of God's grace. And this is the wonderful story of Joseph. That's the great lesson of it, that it is all of God's grace. And in the end, he will save us.